Hi, I'm Laurel Bowman. South Korea warned Sunday of the possibility of a second wave of COVID-19 infections. It's not over until it's over, South Korea's president told the nation Sunday as it reported new coronavirus infections at a one-month high. The spike in cases comes as South Korea had begun easing some pandemic restrictions, including reopening bars and nightclubs. South Korea since shut down more than 2,100 bars and other establishments in Seoul after the new cases were linked to people who frequented nightclubs last weekend. Many of the infections were traced to a 29-year-old man who went to three nightclubs before testing positive. Schools in South Korea were scheduled to begin reopening this week, but that may be delayed after the new outbreaks. Officials say probes into the new cases would determine next steps. China also reported 14 new cases Sunday, the first double-digit rise in 10 days. And Germany, which began easing social restrictions last week, has seen some regional spikes in cases, particularly in nursing homes and slaughterhouses. Spain, France, and the United States are among the countries that are slowly reopening parts of their economies. Worldwide, the number of confirmed coronavirus cases has surpassed 4 million. The global death tally is over 280,000, according to Johns Hopkins University statistics. The U.S. leads the world in the number of cases and deaths from the virus. More than 1.3 million people in the U.S. have been infected, and nearly 80,000 people have died. For more coverage of the global COVID-19 pandemic and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The official U.S. unemployment rate linked to the coronavirus pandemic is already at 14.7%, but top White House officials said Sunday they expect it could reach 25% before the world's biggest economy begins to improve. The reported numbers are probably going to get worse, the U.S. Treasury Secretary told Fox News Sunday, before improving in the second half of the year and into 2021. He said the jobless rate could hit 25%. The 14.7% rate announced Friday is the worst the U.S. has seen since the Great Depression in the 1930s. Republican U.S. President Donald Trump, facing a re-election contest in November against former Vice President and Democrat Joe Biden, has pushed to re-energize the country's economy as quickly as possible, saying Friday, "We have to get our country open, and we have to get it open soon." But U.S. health experts are continuing to warn against moving too quickly for fear it will lead to a resurgence in the spread of the virus as coworkers meet up again in workplaces. Trump has allowed that more deaths will occur, with the country's death toll already approaching a world-leading 80,000. But the Treasury Secretary said, if we do this carefully, I don't think there is a considerable risk businesses will be able to reopen. The U.S. has already authorized pumping more than $3 trillion into the economy with assistance for unemployed workers and closed businesses. Iran says it is ready for a prisoner exchange with the U.S., but is yet to hear from U.S. officials. Both countries have called for the swap because of concerns about COVID-19. Iran has been hard hit by the virus, while the U.S. leads the world in the number of infections. According to the Iranian government website Dolat.ir, a government spokesman said, Iran has already stated our readiness to discuss the release of all prisoners without preconditions, but Americans have not responded. The exact number of prisoners held by either side is not immediately clear. The last rare prisoner exchange between the two longtime foes happened December 7th, when Iran freed a Chinese-American academic in return for the U.S. releasing an Iranian citizen. The swap happened in Zurich through Swiss mediation. In the four months since then, the U.S. has said it's worked continuously for the release of four Americans whom Washington has accused Tehran of unjustly jailing on trumped-up charges, including a Navy veteran. For more on this and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman.
Voice of OA. One. The voice of